Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Dale Moreau here, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques on making network marketing work for you. This is podcast 19, the tragic story of sponsoring family members into network marketing and building their business for them. Now, do you find yourself wishing that you never sponsored a family member into the business? And are you spending more time building their business while actually neglecting your own? Well, I learned the hard way about the pitfalls of sponsoring family in 2008 when I recruited one of my very close family members into the business. Now, I'm not going to tell the name because, after all, I do want to protect the guilty. But up until that time, I avoided speaking to family members about network marketing when I first got into the business for fear of rejection. Now, that was a mistake that I realize now, but I didn't realize it then. However, this family member was an exception to the rule during the time of fear and trepidation on my part because I learned this person was having health issues due to their job. So I broke down my barriers and sponsored my family member into the business. And I was determined to make this person successful. So I spent week in and week out for 3 months building my family member's business while totally neglecting my own. And it was on the third month, the fifth day of the month, in 2008, that I awoke from my stupor only to find my business had faded into the nether regions of network marketers' nightmares and sheer unrealistic dreams. Now, to those who think that this podcast is about the magic excuse needed for you not to sponsor or to talk to your family and friends about network marketing, I have news for you. It is not. If you don't share your network marketing opportunity to your family and friends, you are actually being selfish to the core. And the reason you're selfish is because you're denying what they may need in their lives to get them out of their dilemma and solve their problems. You know what I found? I have found that most of us really don't know what's going on in the internal workings of family and friends that we know. Now, they may be wishing upon a star that something or someone may come along and give them the hope that they need to solve that problem of getting out from under that heavy-handed boss, to get them out of that overburdensome debt, and to make some extra money to pay for their college kids' education, or take their family on a vacation, or buy that spouse that extra something so that they can say, "I love you." And how dare you think about not sharing what you have? You have the keys to the kingdom that just might be their redemption for a new life other than in God. Not to share is shameful and wrong. Now, if you're uncomfortable doing this simple network marketing sponsoring process by sharing with family and friends and other people that you know, perhaps you should look for another way to create financial time and real freedom. Seriously, because it does not get any easier, nor is there a more effective way of building your business fast than by talking to family and friends. So, getting back to my story, because actually I just digressed. I realized my income had dropped, Mike, and my team had evaporated into thin air, and I was left with nothing but a shell of what I formerly had. And yes, my family members excelled with success, and I was glad. However, at what expense did it cost me? I awoke from this stupor to realize I created Frankenstein, and it was a doozy of a monster, recreating for me from owner to slave by becoming a slave to him. And no matter how you look at it or try to rearrange the puzzle pieces, building a profitable network marketing business is all about having freedom of time and money. And I lost both. This family member was now depending on me for everything, and I was spending hours upon hours building that person's life of success while ignoring my own. And when I did come to my senses, I had to tell this family member that I no longer could do for this person what this one person could actually do for himself. And of course, in the end, this family member's success went downhill because he refused to do what it took. And because I was the only one propping it up and keeping it from tumbling down, this tragedy ended up ruining a family relationship by taking away their dreams and hopes. So, lesson learned. It is critical that a novice or an expert in network marketing recognize the difference between productive activity and ineffectual time-wasting practices. Here is what you should do from the beginning with all new reps and distributors, no matter whether they be family members or just cold market sponsored leads. You should tell them from the beginning what to expect from them and what not to expect from you. You should tell them that you will respond to legitimate requests on the part of any and all of your associates to help close a prospect promptly. You will encourage when feeling blue, discourage when needed, and give them resources that they can go to and learn on their own how to do this business. You should never take the burden on yourself to provide them leads and then recruit for them. You should never take up any mantle that they themselves are able to bear if they choose. Now, there are three things that you can learn from this. Number one, practicing management mode is counterproductive for those being managed and those doing the managing. Number two, we are empowered far less by heredity, luck, and circumstances than by our vision of what we believe is truly possible for ourselves. And number three, in this business, in network marketing, everyone has the ability to do great things, but those who lean on their uplines for every single thing is usually the ones who fall. Now, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about sponsoring family members into network marketing and the pitfalls from it. And I want to thank you listeners for taking time out of your day for this podcast. And I invite you to join with me in building an empire with network marketing. Email me at dale@dalemoreau.net. That's dalemoreau.net. And you can find more tips and tricks on making network marketing work for you at my blog, dalemoreau.net. Dale Moreau, your host with food for thought and insights into network marketing and making it work for you, signing off, hoping to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.